Hello, everybody, and welcome back to CHS Podcast. Now, this week is our last week until spring break. This Friday, which is the 10th, we don't have school, so it's from the 10th to the 20th. We're not going to have school, finally. I even though winter break wasn't even that long ago, it feels like it's been forever, for me at least. But, so we've decided we're going to talk about a mix of just spring break in general, and we're also going to talk about St. Patrick's Day and kind of the history behind St. Patrick's Day, since that's coming up before you know it. So we kind of want to talk about things to do and places to go on spring break, and we're just going to kind of go through our list that we have here of like things to do and things to see and etc. Our first thing that we talked about is going on a cruise. Now, have either of you guys ever been on a cruise?
I have not, but I would love to go on a cruise because they sound really fun.
I have not.
Really? I've always wanted to go on a cruise, but the couple times I've had the chance, it's just not worked out schedule-wise. I was with, I think last time I was going to, COVID happened, and we all know how COVID went. I kind of threw out everyone's spring break plans and their summer plans, and then that turned into all the plans for 2 years, and then, yeah, it just, not a fun event. So, but now that everything's settled down and trips have resumed, I think going on a cruise could be a really fun way to settle, like, your break. Really just going on vacation in general, whether you're going to, like, the beaches, like in Miami or in California and L.A., or just, like, going to the beach. Surely it's warmer there than it is in here in the Midwest, and plus getting the swim could be a lot of fun, and just, you know, going out in the big city and doing whatever. Visiting the family, just seeing your family over the over the break, and just kind of seeing what everyone's been up to and stuff like that. If you guys were to, like, go on vacation over break, what would you guys, like, where would you guys want
to
go?
I would love to go to Universal Studios in Hollywood because of, like, the Jurassic Park and all that with Harry Potter, all that cool stuff in that area. I would just love to go and see all that cool stuff because I've never been. Mm-hmm. I've always gone to Disney World, like, twice, but I would just love to go to Universal.
I've never been to any of those major, like, theme parks, whether it's Worlds of Fun, Oceans of Fun, Disneyland, or Universal Studios. I've never been to any of those.
Yeah. Where would you want to go to, Chance?
I'd want to go back to New York or go back to, and this back on what you were saying, the Universal Studios with the Harry Potter area on that.
No.
But another area also, if New York City, I would go to Empire State Building. I'd highly recommend you go to Olive Mode. It's a great place for a snack to get for ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, the Chrysler Building, the Statue of Liberty, I could do all that.
Have you been to New York before?
Five times.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Lucky you.
3 years.
Why have you been, like, what have you guys, is there, like, a certain reason why you guys keep going to New York?
Well, the whole allergy deal, that's for that medicine.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. Is there really, like, and you guys really said you guys wanted to go to Universal Studios. Is, like, I know you guys were talking about the Harry Potter section and stuff like that. How, neither of you guys have ever been to Universal Studios
before? I have not. Mm-mm.
Really? Is that part of the reason why you want to go? Is
because it's just something I want to see and experience myself.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I see the appeal. I understand why you'd want to go there. Something you could do that's maybe a bit more local if you want to, like, go out with friends and have some fun is you could go to, like, an arcade or something. Like, there's several in Wichita, whether you're going to Dave & Buster's or whatever. Really just going out to do something, like, just with friends or family or whatever. If you're bored or whatever and you just want to go do something. Or you could go to, like, somewhere like... I think we discussed places like Chicken and Pickle. You go there if you're really bored and you don't know what else to do. Maybe somewhere like All-Star Sports or whatever. If you just bored around the house, maybe just throw on a TV show or a movie or play some games or go outside. I mean, it's spring break. We're finally up in the 60s and the 50s, so it's a lot nicer out finally. What do you guys see yourselves kind of doing over break?
Spending time with family.
Yeah.
First of all.
Are you going anywhere to see family that you know of?
They're coming here.
Oh, are they? Are they having to travel far?
They're coming from Pratt, and then...
From Pratt, yeah.
Some are coming from, like, Hayes area.
Okay. So... Well, yeah, okay, so that's not too far. It's not like they're coming out of state. So that must be nice. I'm sure coming in from out of state can be rough. What about you,
Kate? I'm going to go to the lake with my grandparents, hang out there, have some fun, some cool stuff out there. But
is there a specific lake you're going to?
Kannapolis. Oh. It's usually crazy.
Is it usually...
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's not super crazy. It's, I don't know if it's going to be warm enough to where a lot of people are going to go swimming, at least in the lakes around here. I bet the water is still going to be freezing cold. Another thing we talked about and discussed is going shopping. If you have some money and you're bored, just head out, go to the mall, go somewhere, go buy some clothes, or honestly just go buy whatever you feel like buying.
Or if, let's say, you're a baseball card collector, mm-hmm. like me, you could go to a card show or Rock's Dugout
mm-hmm.
to get cards.
Like, just going to go do something for yourself, do something you'll enjoy, even if it's just you. Go have some
or
fun.
A group of friends or whatever. Just do something that you want to do over mm-hmm. break.
Yeah, and definitely the go outside part. It's nice out. Go outside. Go.
Yeah, do something.
Walk around. Do something. It'll be nice out.
Most definitely.
And the final thing we want to talk about kind of is St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day is coming up. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be wearing green, everything about that. And we kind of just wanted to talk about the history of St. Patrick's Day and kind of like just some fun facts about St. Patrick's Day. So St. Patrick's Day is celebrating the death of St. Patrick, who came over and went over to Ireland and kind of helped bring Christianity to Ireland and stuff like that. He kind of just helped spread it to the Irish people. And we celebrate his death every year. Now, fun fact about St. Patrick's Day. Now everyone nowadays kind of, when they think of St. Patrick's Day, they think of people going out and drinking. But actually what it originally used to be was a day of going to church and having services and then kind of just eating food with your family to kind of just celebrate life in a more religious context, which is definitely, it's strayed pretty far from what it used to be. Do you guys ever do anything special for St. Patrick's Day?
We make March Madness brackets for St. Patrick's Day and then just have food and drinks, whatever.
Yes, that's about the same for me.
Yeah. We usually have a little bit of a family hangout and kind of just a celebration. We eat food and just kind of hang out with family and... It's always been nice. And speaking of wearing green, we looked it up recently, why you're supposed to wear green on St. Patrick's Day. And it's actually got a little bit to do with leprechauns and the myth behind leprechauns. The color green supposedly makes you invisible to leprechauns. And if you're not wearing green, they'll come and pinch you. And that's where the whole pinching someone who's not wearing green thing comes from, is the myth behind leprechauns and kind of just leprechauns in general. That's why we wear green now. Which I thought was weird. I thought that was just an odd piece of trivia.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. You guys have anything else you guys kind of want to say about St. Patrick's Day?
I mean, just what you said about him. If you guys need more information about him, just search it up or whatever, but just do something over break. Go shopping. Go to a movie.
I mean, if you literally have nothing else to do and you're just like so mind-bogglingly bored, I guess, yeah, look up something about St. Patrick's Day or do whatever. But yeah, just find something to do. It's spring break. Do something fun. Hang out with friends. Go somewhere. Do something. Don't sit inside all break. Find something to do.
Yep.
But I think that's kind of all we have to talk about. I think we hit all the points we wanted to hit. And I want to thank everyone for listening. I hope everyone has a good spring break. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Goodbye.